This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. That 5,000-page COVID relief bill that's still in limbo, it includes some much-needed help for small businesses. Because we know this year, it has been absolutely devastating for many of them. Tens of thousands of small businesses have already shut down, at least temporarily. But for some, the strange, unique events of 2020 have actually had the opposite effect. They've helped boost sales. From WAMU in Washington, D.C., Michaela Lefrak has this story.
Matthew Goines' house in Northwest, D.C. is absolutely full of cardboard boxes.
Which is cool because the boxes turned into a castle for my kids. Part of it becomes a diving board for them to jump onto the sofa.
His wife, Marnell, has a different attitude about it.
He likes chaos, and I like peace and quiet. I'm just trying to do laundry.
Their home serves as the headquarters of Puzzle Huddle, a children's puzzle company they founded in 2018. The puzzles feature illustrations of Black and brown people doing prestigious jobs. There's one with a doctor in a hijab and another of a little girl in the Oval Office. As a Black parent, Matthew Goines says he got the idea a few years ago while toy shopping for his three kids.
When I looked across that collection, it started to become very obvious to me that there was very little diversity.
What he saw, he says, was a lot of white princesses. So he started making puzzles himself, first by printing out images and gluing them on cardboard. When he and his wife decided to start a business, they hired illustrators and found a manufacturer in China. The puzzles sell for $12 to about $25. The Goineses still pack and ship everything themselves out of their home, even as the business takes off. Their kids, now 7, 5, and 3, insist on helping.
They mostly put the stickers on crooked, and that's their contribution. Them helping is actually makes the work significantly less efficient. It's really adorable.
The COVID-19 pandemic has created a booming market for children's toys. More parents are working from home, and they need ways to entertain their young kids without screens. Then racial justice protests broke out across the country in the wake of the police killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and many more.
Then there was just these really big calls for buying Black and supporting Black businesses. And so in the spring, we actually sold out of products.
The sudden interest made it hard for many Black-owned small businesses to keep up with demand. Shops selling items created by Black entrepreneurs, like Nubian Human in Washington, D.C., were inundated with orders. Anika Hobbs owns the boutique.
We don't always necessarily have the infrastructure to scale. A lot of us are learning this from scratch. We don't have parents that own businesses. I just don't think a lot of people understood that.
But as long as customers can be patient, she's excited to have their business. Hobbs's store has sold Puzzle Huddle products for 2 years. She put in another big order earlier this month and says her customers see it as a unique product.
They don't find that anywhere else. You know, they don't find a group of puzzles that look like their children, you know, that can teach them and inspire them.
Last month, Puzzle Huddle hit the small business jackpot. It got a call out of the blue saying Oprah would be featuring the company on her annual favorite things list. Essence Magazine and the New York Times also included Puzzle Huddle on their holiday gift guides. Over the past year, the company's orders have gone from 100 a day to more than 800 a day. A mail truck now stops by the house to pick up dozens of outgoing packages every day, including during our Zoom interview.
Uh-oh, the mail carrier is here. Let me just scream down in the basement real fast, and I'll be right back. 1 second.
Despite all the success, running a small business is still a financial risk. Matthew works on the business full time, and the family relies on Marnell's income as a university dean. But she says they're finally getting to a place where they can start making more investments in the business.
We're sitting around a dining room table, and I'm surrounded by boxes, and I'm like, all right, you know, in 2021, a warehouse is going to be something that has to be part of the discussion.
For now, the Goineses are packaging up holiday orders in the living room while their kids do puzzles at their feet. In Washington, D.C., I'm Michaela Lefrak for Marketplace.